Stacking the odds in my favor now. My being right isn't necessary for me to be happy now. That's the trip I need to be on. Most people would say, well, I want to be right and happy. Well, the way you become right and happy is to say, I gladly will to accept the laws of love is what I'm going to do. Now you're right and you will be happy. I want to be right and happy my way. I got my own special plan. You know, I got my own special truth that no one else has. Everybody got their own truth. Y'all heard that one? Well, we all got our own truth. No, you don't all have it. We don't all have our own truth. We have our own curriculum. The truth is the same for all of us. We are love. We are loving. We are one. We are powerful. We are innocent. We are unlimited. These are just some of the things that are true for all of us. Now, we got different ways of coming to that realization within ourselves, and that's what we call our path. Now, your path is nothing but God coming through the plan you made up when you thought you had to make up your own way to be happy. You see what I'm saying? It's like the life you created right now that's created the form that your happiness can come through. You're the one that set up the forms, and spirit can come through those forms if the laws of love are what you choose to gladly obey. Then the same thing that's giving you hell could be giving you happiness.
Sign me up.
Hey, I put you on here. Yeah. I thought it was, I came out of Safeway yesterday, and I thought it was interesting that the lady asked me to sign a petition that had to do with setting term limits for judges and legalizing an ounce of marijuana. So I signed. And,
of course.
Because I want freedom. I want freedom to make my choice. Whether I want to do something or whether I don't want to do something. I want to be free to make my choice about it. Whatever it is. If at all possible, I want to be a choice about it. Whether I'm going to do it or not do it, I want to be a choice about it. You know, but I also knew that the only thing that was really going to heal anything was love. That the real healing was me taking a moment and joining on that idea with the person. Whether it's the checkout person that I say, hey, how's your day going? Or the person I talk to about a petition. Or the person I tip my hat to. Anytime I acknowledge the presence of another part of myself with love, that I'm creating a healing instant in my life, in their life, and that will manifest through a healing of their mind and a healing in their affairs. So just by joining and wishing each other peace, we have set up the state of mind that creates peace in all of our individual lives in this room. And we could do that without having to know anybody's personal story. That's what we have the opportunity to do when we come together. That excites me. That excites me. I find I'm using people for what they were meant to be used for. And I'm letting people use me for what I was meant to be used for. There's no sacrifice, because now I enjoy my physical body and the things I do in it more than ever before, because I feel more innocent about myself. So I didn't lose anything at a physical level, but I sure lost a lot of fear and conflict. And people who are afraid of fear, who are afraid of love, you don't have to worry about getting rid of anybody, because people who are afraid of peace will go on their own accord. You start being a peaceful person and see how long the people that need drama hang around you. They will not hang around you. They need to be in drama, because if it wasn't for their drama, they would not know they were alive. They now think that always having stuff to deal with is life. Because if they didn't have that worry, they wouldn't even know they existed. They need drama. They associate peace with death. You say rest in peace, you know. It's right there next to the grave. So the Course says we associate peace with death and life with conflict. So the more peace we have when we're first making that transition into peace, then the more the fear of death comes up. That's why when people become real happy, they think they're going to die. Or if things are going really good, they think something's going to go wrong. It's because we've learned how to associate life with conflict. The conflict's going away. My life is going away. So don't be surprised if you act really strange after you start letting peace and love come more into your life. And you're going to go through weird moods. Sometimes you're going to feel like touching, sometimes you're not. Sometimes you're going to feel like talking, sometimes you're not. Sometimes it's going to be the hardest thing in the world just to come in this room and have me say that you're innocent and deserve to be loved. That's why, you know, so just understand that the part of us that's used to not being acknowledged is not going to lay down without a fight. You with me? Because if you keep that in mind, then you will not stop your journey to your peace when the little, you know, the little obstacles come up. You go, I don't care how I feel. I'm going to still study. I'm going to still focus on the truth. I'm going to still go to the class. I'm going to still do it. Because he already told me that my old self was going to try to combat this new reality by drawing my attention back into the old drama that it used to. And I'm not going to fall for it because I am ready to be free. I don't want to be going to a job I don't want every day. I don't want to be in a relationship that doesn't thrill me. I don't want to be afraid to open my bills. And I don't want to be afraid of my... I'm tired of being afraid of everything. And I'm going to do what's necessary to have no more fear.
Amen.
The Course says there is a limit to pain.
Yeah.
You will reach your limit. Some people got more, you know, tolerance than other people. Some people, it's amazing how much tolerance they have for crap. It's amazing. It just amazes me, you know. But that's okay. Your job is just to unite the idea of love that's in them with the mind that created it and go, I know love is in you. There's an idea of love in you. I'm going to acknowledge that it's in you, even though I may not be able to see it and I may not be able to feel it, but I'm just going to claim that it's there anyway. Since my belief isn't necessary. That's what's so cool about this path. Your belief isn't necessary because it's your belief that slows you down. Because it goes something like, I'm not going to do this until I believe it. It might take 100 years, depending on how much you want to suffer. So what you do when you give a gift is you give the gift and then you release the person to use the gift whenever they decide to use it, and you don't imprison them with your gift by being concerned about whether or not they use it or how they use it. And that's why the mistake I was making in my own classes was I was becoming overly concerned with whether or not people got what I was trying to say. And so therefore it was taking the fun out of it for me because I wanted to throw you the ball and then run down the football field with you. And that you can't do that. I can just deliver the message that you all are absolutely magnificent, incredible beings who are innocent. That's what you are. Now, you can accept that anytime you get ready, but I'm going to tell you that now. That's the truth about you right now. And so I'm going to be one place where you're going to hear it whether you believe it or not. You're innocent and you're guiltless and you're sinless. You make mistakes. Mistakes are for correction, not punishment. And the love that created you will never stop loving you no matter what you do. You cannot lose. It was set up for you to win, and you will. Everybody's gonna make it.
Yeah.
Everything is gonna be healed. But if I wanna hold any one of you prisoner, then if I'm gonna be your jailer, I got to stay in the prison with you to watch you. And I ain't gonna do it. I'm not gonna be your jailer. I am not going to make sure you get the punishment you think you deserve. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The cell door is open. We're just like prisoners who've been pardoned, who are sitting on the bunk in the prison with the jail open, the whole prison deserted and weeds this high up in the yard, waiting for the rescue party. Who's going to come rescue me? I don't know how to break this to you, but you're not in danger.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I am. You don't know that person, that situation, that circumstance that I'm going through right now. If you knew what I was going through right now, you would see that I really am in danger. No, that's all the plans you come up with to make yourself believe that you're not as loving as you are. Mm. And you want to get me caught up in your plan to fool yourself, and I'm not going to do it. Sorry. All you have to do to weaken somebody's belief is simply not join it. That's it. You can believe anything you want to, but it won't get stronger through me unless I agree with you. And I don't have to even tell you I don't agree with you. I just have to not agree with you. It is not love. So it's easy to love people behind their backs. Than it is in their face. A lot of love given to a guilty, fearful, insecure person is met with suspicion and distrust every time. Mm-hmm. They think you're the biggest conniver of all. You are like an angel, dressed like an angel, but you're really the devil. That's what you seem like. Because they